Macbeth by William Shakespeare. Act 1, Scene 3. A heath. Thunder is heard. Enter the three witches.
Where hast thou been, sister?
Killing swine.
Sister, where thou?
A sailor's wife had chestnuts in her lap, and munched, and munched, and munched.
Give me, quoth I.
Aroint thee, witch,
the rump-fed Runyon cries. Her husband's to Aleppo gone, master o'er the tiger, but in a sieve I'll thither sail, and like a rat without a tail, I'll do, and I'll do.
I'll give thee a wind.
Thou art kind.
And I another.
I myself have all the other, and the very ports they blow, all the quarters that they know. In the shipman's cod I will drain him dry as hay. Sleep shall neither night nor day hang upon his penthouse lid. He shall live a man forbid. Weary sent nights 9 times 9, shall he dwindle peak and pine. Though his bark cannot be lost, yet it shall be tempest-tossed. Look what I have.
Show me, show me.
Here I have a pilot's thumb, wrecked as homeward he did come, drum within.
A drum, a drum, Macbeth doth come.
The weird sisters hand in hand, posters of the sea and land, thus do go about, about, thrice to thine, and thrice to mine, and thrice again to make up 9, peace, the charms wound up.
Enter Macbeth and Banquo.
So foul and fair a day I have not seen. How far is call to forest? What are these, so withered and so wild in their attire, that look not like the inhabitants or the earth, and yet aren't? Live you, or are you aught? That man may question, you seem to understand me, but each at once her choppy finger laying upon her skinny lips. You should be women, and yet your beards forbid me to interpret that you are so.
Speak if you can. What are you?
All hail, Macbeth. Hail to thee, Thane of Glamis.
All hail, Macbeth. Hail to thee, Thane of Cawdor.
All hail, Macbeth. That shalt be king hereafter.
Good sir, why do you start and seem to fear things that do sound so fair, i' the name of truth? Are ye fantastical, or that indeed which outwardly ye show? My noble partner, you greet with present grace and great prediction of noble having and of royal hope, that he seems rapt withal. To me you speak not. If you can look into the seeds of time and say which grain will grow and which will not, speak then to me, who neither beg nor fear your favours nor your hate.
Hail! 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 Lesser than Macbeth and greater.
Not so happy, yet much happier.
Thou shalt get kings, though thou be none, so all hail, Macbeth and Banquo.
Banquo and Macbeth, all hail.
Stay, you imperfect speakers, tell me more. By Sinno's death, I know I am Thane of Glamis, but how of Cawdor? The Thane of Cawdor lives, a prosperous gentleman, and to be king stands not within the prospect of belief, no more than to be Cawdor. Say from whence you owe this strange intelligence, or why upon this blasted heath you stop our way with such prophetic greeting. Speak, I charge you.
The witches vanish.
The earth hath bubbles as the water has, and these are of them. Whither are they vanished?
Into the air, and what seemed corporal melted. As breath into the wind, would they had stayed.
Were such things here as we do speak about? Or have we eaten on the insane root that takes the reason prisoner?
Your children shall be kings. You shall be king. And Thane of Cawdor, too, went it not so?
To the selfsame tune and words. Who's here?
Enter Ross and Angus.
The king hath happily received, Macbeth, the news of thy success, and when he reads thy personal venture in the rebels' fight, his wonders and his praises do contend, which should be thine or his. Silenced with that, in viewing all the rest of the selfsame day, he finds thee in the stout Norwegian ranks, nothing afeard of what thyself didst make, strange images of death.
as thick as hail came post with post, and every one did bear thy praises in his kingdom's great defence, and poured them down before him.
We are sent to give thee from our royal master thanks, only to herald thee into his sight, not pay thee.
And for an earnest of a greater honour, he bade me from him call thee Thane of Cawdor, in which addition hail, most worthy Thane, for it is thine.
What? Can the devil speak true?
The Thane of Cawdor lives. Why do you dress me in borrowed robes?
Who was the Thane lives yet, but under heavy judgment bears that life which he deserves to lose, whether he was combined with those of Norway, or did line the rebel with hidden help and vantage, or that with both he labored in his country's wreck, I know not, but treason's capital, confessed and proved, have overthrown him.
Macbeth, speaking aside.
Glamis, and Thane of Cawdor, the greatest is behind.
Speaking to Ross and Angus,
thanks for your pains.
And speaking aside to Banquo, do you not hope your children shall be kings, when those that gave the Thane of Cawdor to me promised no less to them?
Banquo, speaking aside to Macbeth,
that trusted home might yet enkindle you unto the crown, besides the Thane of Cawdor, but 'tis strange, and oftentimes to win us to our harm, the instruments of darkness tell us truths, win us with honest trifles, to betray in deepest consequence. Cousins, a word, I pray you.
Macbeth speaks aside.
Two truths are told, as happy prologues to the swelling act of the imperial theme, I thank you, gentlemen. This supernatural soliciting cannot be ill, cannot be good. If ill, why hath it given me earnest of success, commencing in a truth? I am Thane of Cawdor. If good, why do I yield to that suggestion whose horrid image doth unfix my hair and make my seated heart knock at my ribs against the use of nature? Present fears are less than horrible imaginings. My thought, whose mirth yet is but fantastical, shakes so my single state of man that function is smothered in surmise and nothing is but what is not.
Look how our partner's wrapped.
If chance will have me king, why, chance may crown me without my stir.
New honours come upon him, like our strange garments, cleave not to their mould, but with the aid of use.
Come what come may, time and the hour runs through the roughest day.
Worthy Macbeth, we stay upon your leisure.
Give me your favour, my dull brain was wrought with things forgotten, kind gentlemen. Your pains are registered where every day I turn the leaf to read them. Let us toward the king. Think upon what hath chanced, and at more time. The interim having weighed it, let us speak our free hearts each to other.
Very gladly.
Till then enough. Come, friends.
All exit. The end of Scene 3, Act 1 of Macbeth by William Shakespeare. Read by Rick Kistner for Let It Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.